Hello, Mixed Nut Kisses. This is Nuke Joss with the 16th episode of the Dog Days of Podcasting project for Nutty Bites. And today was not an easy day. I got some really, really bad news today. And I'm not going to go into that because I like putting out positivity. So this is not about that. But I got nothing done. Basically, my day was not productive. And that's okay. You're allowed to not be productive. You don't have to fill every day with stuff. You're allowed to sit and wallow and, you know, take the time that you need. But what I'm going to focus this episode on is the bathtub mermaid, Melissa Bartel. That's right. One of my fellow Dog Days of Podcasting podcasters, Melissa, is celebrating her birthday tomorrow, which is technically already happening because this is after 12 o'clock. But like I said, my day does not really end until I go to bed. So technically her birthday is tomorrow. And I think she's still in a time zone where her birthday hasn't hit yet. Anyway, Melissa's awesome. And she was talking about this big fundraiser for Covenant House, which is a charity based out of New Jersey to help homeless people. It's a fantastic charity. I remember seeing the ads growing up on TV about it. I think it's the same charity that when I was in university, I did the whole sleep in a box throughout the night thing. And it has a bunch of university kids. You know, the idea is it's supposed to give you a taste of what it's like. But and we were a bunch of pampered university kids with warm blankets and clean clothes and breakfast waiting for us in the morning. So that didn't exactly give me the experience, but I've had other life experiences that were a little closer. So, but what it did do is it brought us together and we got to listen to some speakers from the house and people who had been through the program. And so that was really worthwhile and helping out was worthwhile. And so for Melissa's birthday, what I'm going to do is I'm going to donate. I actually have donated already, but there was a weird thing that came up on the website when I donated, so I'm not sure if the PayPal went through completely. If I don't get the notice from PayPal saying everything worked out, I'll go back and make sure that I put it in, but otherwise, there should be a donation in Melissa's name. Happy birthday, Melissa. I hope you have a fantastic one. I've already seen a picture of her birthday cake. It looks awesome. So cool. So yay, happy birthday, Melissa. It's always fun because every year I forget, but every year I am reminded from like social media and stuff that Melissa and I have birthdays that are so close to each other because my birthday is on Monday. She's the 17th and I'm the 18th. So that's really cool. And so we're almost birthday buddies. I've been kind of fortunate. It seems that many people in the podcasting community have been playing my promo this week in some weird fortuitous kismet thing. And that's been great, guys. You are fantastic. I appreciate it. And so I made a comment, you know, because everyone's like, well, I'm playing this one too this week. And I said, well, it is my birthday. So my birthday's coming up. So that sounds pretty good. And then Mike Luoma from Glow in the Dark Radio, he sent me a special birthday message. So thank you, Mike. That was awesome. I really appreciate that. It was kind of neat to hear. So that's basically it, you know. Birthdays are wonderful things. I'm a big fan of, you know, just doing random things for people's birthdays. I grew up with 8 brothers and sisters. So we didn't really do presents per se, because with that many kids, it gets a little insane, right? So for many things, we've kind of think out of the box. You know, for Christmas, we did a gift exchange where we draw names out of the hat and we buy one present for one sibling. And so everybody gets a present from the sibling. And then we would get a present from our parents. For birthdays, what we did was we would give presents to other people. So they were normally like little tiny things, right? So everybody coming for your birthday dinner or your birthday party would get pinwheels or bubbles or jelly beans or something like that, you know, or you'd go to school and you hand out these gifts. My birthday was in the summer, so I never had cupcakes or anything to bring in for school. But I always liked that idea, you know, the idea of, you know, in our family, we give presents on birthdays and, You know, it was a cute way of dealing with the reality of kids don't need that many presents, and what are we going to do with all of these junky toys? And, you know, this is a way of handling it. You know, I liked it. I liked it a lot, and it's kind of something that stuck with me. So I don't normally buy people presents for their birthday. I don't normally buy people presents for Christmas. You know, all of these occasions, it's not a big thing for me. Mostly because I'm the kind of person that if I see something and it makes me think of you, I'm just going to buy it and I'll give it to you. Or we'll be out to dinner and I'll pick up the check or whatever. Or I may randomly do something and say it's your birthday present, which is kind of how I like it. I like it to be a surprise, you know, so it doesn't become a thing or a chore. It's fun. And I love the whole idea of donating to something that's important to somebody, because to me, that is something, it's intangible for the receiver, but it's something that kind of stays in it. It pushes on more positivity and it makes the world better. So I really enjoy that. So I encourage that sort of a thing, you know. The other thing that I encourage is presents that you require you to do something with the person. Tech what he has on his wish list. My family, we've got like these online wish lists to kind of help people out. And what he has on his is, if you're going to give me a present, give me something that we can do together. You know, let's go to a museum together. Let's, you know, do an activity. And that is awesome. Like, to me, that's my favorite thing. I remember one year Tech woke me up and he's like, all right, we're going to the zoo for your birthday. That's what's going on. And I was over the moon, you know, because to me, going to the zoo was the best, because it was us spending the entire day together. And I mean the entire day, because where we lived at that point, there wasn't a zoo close to us. So that was great. I'm just rambling about good things like that. Birthdays are fun. If you are my friend on Facebook, you will see that I will wish you a happy your name day. You know, for instance, tomorrow is Melissa Day. And it's awesome, because I think that everyone deserves to have a special day in honor of them. Everybody's birthday is a national holiday and you should celebrate it. And I know some people are like, why should I celebrate getting older? Or everybody has a birthday, it's not that special. But you know what? You are special. Everybody is special and everybody deserves some celebration. This is a positive thing. And so I get excited when Facebook tells me somebody's birthday's coming. I try to make sure that I get a little note on their wall telling them happy birthday or happy them day. And I don't know. I can't see these people. And sometimes people are loose acquaintances and sometimes they're super close people. But it's just a nice little way that I can send wishes and I can think about them. And I always get a kick when I see people sharing birthdays. Like, sometimes it's really funny, the people that share birthdays. And other times it's like so bizarre. It's like these two people couldn't be more different and yet they share a birthday. Not that it means anything. It's just, you know, we notice coincidences, right? So happy birthday, Melissa. And you can listen to a promo for another awesome podcast. And this time, it is a podcast that is also in the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. So that'll be fantastic. Bye.
Technorama, the podcast for geeks, because geeks are better than cool. You don't hear someone say, get away from me, you cool person. Who's gonna have their 65-inch home theater system installed by the Cool Squad? Not me, that's for sure. How much cool cred do you have? Not enough to care about. Think you'll find any canned unicorn meat at thinkcool.com? It's just a park domain name. They don't even have roadkill in a paper cup. That's why you need to start listening to Technorama, because that's what geeks do. Go to chuckchat.com and listen to Technorama before you turn cool.
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios. You can find us at nimlas.org/blog. Contact feedback at nuttybites@nimlas.org. Call our voicemail line at 347-NUTTY42 or 347-688-8942. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. Basically, you can share it, you can send it around to your friends, just don't change it, don't sell it, don't try to make any money off of it, and link back to me, my site, and everything.